In CI News this week, a leaked document reveals Labour's support for legalising assisted suicide through a private members' bill. Girl Guiding ditches its pro-transgender policy for new members, and London Council's call for a ban on gambling ads on the Tube. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 5th of December. I'm Anna Prodan. Leaked documents reveal that, before last year's general election, the Labour Party considered how it could use its influence to legalise assisted suicide. According to a policy document from November 2023, the party argued that it could heavily influence a private members' bill to introduce assisted suicide if we are lending government support. We also know we can control the parameters of legislation carefully through working with advocacy groups and government civil servants to draft the legislation and provide conditions for parliamentary time. The document claimed this would be less risky than introducing assisted suicide through government policy, but an anonymous party source accused it of trying to evade scrutiny on an issue of huge importance. It's bitterly disappointing that Number 10 have sought to use the machinery of government and other parties as cover on an issue that needs more scrutiny, not less. Girl Guiding has announced that membership will be restricted to girls and young women going forward. According to senior figures, the decision came in response to April's Supreme Court judgment that, for the purposes of the Equality Act, the definition of a woman is determined by biology. Boys identifying as girls who are already guides will remain for now, although another update is expected. It was followed by the Women's Institute, which has also now announced that from April 2026, it will no longer accept men who identify as women. The organisation said that, in order to comply with a Supreme Court ruling, it must restrict formal membership to biological women only. While officials at both charities complained they would have preferred not to make the change, Helen Joyce of Sex Matters told Jeremy Vine that both organisations had come to the correct decision.
A boy is a boy, and even before the Supreme Court ruling, the case was that no boy legally ever counted as a girl. We have never had gender self-ID in this country. The Supreme Court was just about gender recognition certificates, which only adults can get. This should literally never have happened in the first place. Charities are meant to serve their charitable objects, and both Girl Guiding and Women's Institute were set up solely to serve female people.
Five London councils have called on Sir Sadiq Khan to ban adverts for casinos and gambling companies on the Underground. Earlier this year, the Mayor of London was accused of backtracking on his 2021 re-election promise to ban the adverts after it was announced a ban would be paused until a definition of harmful gambling was agreed. Around 500 people are believed to take their own lives as a result of their gambling addiction each year. And now Barnet, Brent, Enfield, Hackney and Lewisham councils have urged Sir Sadiq to remove the adverts from a place where dozens of people attempt to take their own lives every year. Tracy O'Shaughnessy of Gamlearn told the CI there is no need for further delay.
These are harmful products being advertised, normalised on our high streets, that young adults are using buses, tubes, trains to get to school and back all day, every day. And I find it astonishing that we're still seeing it so blatantly in our communities every day. We can't get away from it.
And finally, parents in Northern Ireland who have lost their unborn child through miscarriage will soon be able to request a baby loss certificate. The Death, Stillbirth and Baby Loss Bill formally recognises baby loss prior to 24 weeks gestation. It is expected to be in place by the end of the financial year. Finance Minister John O'Dowd told the Northern Ireland Assembly that losses in early pregnancy are significant, heartfelt and too often borne in silence. Mum Gemma McGibbon, who lost four babies to miscarriage, welcomed the new arrangement as a compassionate response to parents and families who experience baby loss at any stage of pregnancy. The Christian Institute's Kieran Kelly described the schemes, which are already in place in England and Scotland, as a timely recognition of the humanity of the unborn and an important acknowledgement of the vital truth that life begins at conception. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.